Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Over 2,000 farmers received 2025-2026 farm inputs under FISIP. President Hichilema urges graduates to embrace entrepreneurship, seize opportunities to grow economy, and at least 10 people dead in Lagos high-rise office building fire. Good afternoon, with the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. Government has commenced the distribution of farming inputs for the 2025-2026 farming season under the Farm Input Support Programme, FISIP. Delivering a ministerial statement in National Assembly today, Minister of Agriculture, Mtolo Piri, announced that as of 18th September 2025, a total of 2,205 farmers had successfully redeemed their farm inputs. Mr. Piri emphasized that the Farm Input Support Program remains a key government initiative aimed at providing subsidized inputs to small-scale farmers across the country. He noted that the distribution process for farmers who have received redeemable codes is progressing smoothly. The minister also issued a warning to farmers against selling or discounting their inputs and vouchers, stating that anyone caught engaging in such activities risks being disqualified from the program. Government, through the Ministry of Agriculture, remains committed to supporting our farmers with subsidized inputs to enhance food security at both household and national levels, said Mr. Piri. He reiterated that this commitment is central to transforming the agriculture sector and aligns with government's vision of making Zambia a food secure and middle-income nation by 2030. Meanwhile, the minister also revealed that as of 17th September 2025, 300,000 bonded farmers representing 30% of the 2024-2025 farming season beneficiaries have successfully sought their mess to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, meaning they are now eligible to redeem their inputs for 2025-2026 farming season.
For the 2025-2026 farming season, government has undertaken comprehensive reforms to enhance efficiency, transparency, and impact of the Farmer Input Support Program. The overall objective of FISIP is to improve the supply and delivery of agricultural inputs to small-scale farmers through sustainable private sector participation at affordable costs in order to increase household food and income security. The specific objectives of the program are expand markets for private sector input suppliers and increase their involvement in the distribution of agricultural inputs to rural areas.
The Lusaka City Council LCC has delivered over 21,000 school desks and has constructed 130 classrooms in seven constituencies of the city between 2022 and 2025. The investment made through the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, is aimed at supporting government's free education policy and improving learning conditions for thousands of pupils. In a statement issued to RTV News today, LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba said that the newly built classrooms have helped decongest overcrowded learning spaces, enabling schools to accommodate the growing number of learners enrolled under the Free Education Initiative. Ms. Mwamba said in addition to the classrooms, the CDF has also provided 21,775 desks to schools across the seven constituencies between 2022 and 2025. These desks have improved seating arrangements for pupils, making them to learn in a more comfortable environment and eliminating the need for students to sit on the floor, said Ms. Mwamba. Ms. Mwamba said the initiative is part of the local authority's ongoing efforts to meet the education needs of local communities and align with the national vision of inclusive, accessible education for all.
Between the years 2022 and 2025, the council delivered 130 classrooms to seven constituencies, enhancing the learning environment in various schools. This initiative has helped to decongest overcrowded classrooms and accommodate new pupils. The additional classrooms have provided a more conducive learning environment, enabling pupils to focus on their studies.
President Hakainde Hichilema has called on Zambian graduates to move beyond the traditional pursuit of white-collar jobs and instead embrace entrepreneurship as a means to not only improve their lives but also contribute meaningfully to the country's economic growth. Speaking during the Zambia Center for Accountancy Studies, ZICAT's lecture and awards ceremony in Lusaka today, President Hichilema emphasized the growing importance of entrepreneurial thinking in tackling national challenges and unlocking economic opportunities. I'm talking about serious entrepreneurship. Opportunities are now huge in this country and we must begin to think differently, said President Hichilema. He encouraged the newly graduated students to leverage the knowledge and skills acquired during their studies to innovate, build businesses and drive economic transformation. President Hichilema also called on the institution to begin nurturing a culture of self-reliance and independence among students. He further highlighted the current energy shortage and the effects of drought being experienced across the country as untapped areas for entrepreneurial intervention. Vice President Muthalena Lumango says government has contracted a named company to conduct an assessment of heavy metal contamination in the Kafue River following reports of pollution linked to cyanamatos. Speaking during the Vice President's question and answer session in the National Assembly today, Ms. Nalumango revealed that a contract was signed earlier this week to facilitate a comprehensive evaluation of the extent of the contamination. Ms. Nalumango noted that while preliminary government findings suggest the situation may not be severe, they are not conclusive enough to rely on, hence the need for a full assessment by the contracted firm. Let us wait for the assessor's report to understand the true extent of the damage. In the meantime, those directly affected by the pollution continue to receive safe drinking water, said Ms. Nalumango. The Vice President was responding to a question posed by Nalolo Member of Parliament, Imanga Wamunima, who inquired about the time frame for cleaning up the heavy metals in the river. In her response, Ms. Nalumango emphasized that the duration of the cleanup process will be determined based on the results of the ongoing assessment, which will be informed by both the company's findings and preliminary reports.
Even the preliminary, we do have preliminary that are very assuring, but even if that is not enough, that's why we have the assessor. That is why the assessor, whose contract we signed this week, these are the ones that will give us the actual scientific position of the heavy metals for us then and for them to determine how long will it take. But what we have as preliminary, which we don't want to 100% rely on, is very assuring that it's not as horrible. But that is preliminary.
We now join Chela Silwamba on Money Markets.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners on your number one radio station, updating on the business side on a Friday. 32 currency market, £1.35, as the interest rate in UK sort of maintained 1.17, that is a euro. South African rand on 17.35, 7.11, just Chinese one, 174, just in case you're driving a Toyota, that's Japanese yen, 88.10, usually give you for Indian rate, Indian rupee against the dollar. Commodity side 523, that is wheat. We are harvesting in Zambia, wheat underway. 424 is a corn to be exported, and 1041, Nyama soya, that is soybeans, international market. 7240, cocoa lovers, your chocolate. The copper price goes way below 10.99, $79 a ton, 15.290, that's nickel. We have a lot in Solway Z. Gold lovers, 3655.35 an ounce. Gold all over in Zambia, well polished, that's the price. If you're driving, 66.94. Brent crude, if you're flying, 66.62.93, that is jet fuel. And the stock market rumbles in, the Lusaka Stock Exchange doing very well on 25.098. I've seen 1 million plus changing BAT, and I've seen another 1 million plus changing hands yesterday on CEC. London Stock Exchange 9230.58 and 46485, that's Dow Jones. And TV's results are out, oversubscribed. Government is looking for 2.2 billion. They actually subscribe to a tune of 3.3 billion. Kwacha, they cherry picked on 3 billion Kwacha. I think that did give a soothing only Kwacha yesterday, and of course the IMF deal, which was actually helped the Kwacha. But as I'm talking to you, just goes back up to 24.08. That's where the banks have gone, except for stubborn Stanbic for today, maintaining a 23.89. Enjoy entire lunch. Kwacha is still strong. We are 24. We're going to go back to 22.3. That's where it is, 22.350. Go up 24.50. Come back that way. Enjoy your entire weekend. A strong Kwacha with us, and please, you have money. Come on, take a swipe, take a dart on the Lusaka Stock Exchange. Enjoy entire weekend. Bye-bye.
In African news, at least 10 people have died and 25 others injured after a fire broke out in a high-rise building in Lagos, Nigeria's commercial capital. Videos on social media on Tuesday showed occupants of the seven-story